I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 7:14. We're going to talk about a metadata center in Louisiana and the power needs that it has. And the first guest is not so happy about it and is concerned about it. The second guest is a vice president of resources planning for Entergy Louisiana and says there's going to be no problem at all. So let's start with Jackson Voss, climate policy coordinator for the Alliance for Affordable Energy. How you doing, Jackson?
Morning, Tommy. Doing well.
Let's start with a lot of times we use these terms and people don't know what the heck we're talking about. What is a metadata center?
Yes, absolutely. So Meta, people may know better as the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, their social media sites, WhatsApp. So originally was Facebook, has become Meta as a rebrand. And the Meta Data Center, the data center is actually intended to help power the artificial intelligence products that Meta is operating. So there are a number of different things that they're trying to do. I'm not familiar with them myself, but I know that they are starting to integrate these things into the apps like Facebook and Instagram. And the idea behind this data center is to help generate the computing power necessary to actually run those programs. And that's what that center is for.
So I was always under the impression, and I know you don't want to get too far in the weeds on this, but that things like a computer, you know, it was phantom power, didn't really draw that much power. But when it comes to a center like this, talk about, if you will, the power needs that it has. And I guess like amps that it draws, I don't know. I don't want to get too far into the electricity thing here.
that's absolutely. It's a great question. So I think that for these data centers, and really what it is, to your point, when you're using your computer at home, it's not necessarily a huge draw on your electricity in the same way that your air conditioning is. But a data center is actually the opposite, in part because what it is that it is a series of stacks of computer servers that are running all the time to meet whatever the data needs are of the company. And so that creates a lot of heat. It creates a lot of noise. And what has to happen is this data center has to also include things like a water filtration system and air conditioning that is always going in a way that keeps the servers at a certain temperature that prevents them from overheating and allows them to continue running for as long as possible uninterrupted.
So
it really is.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, please. I'm here every day. Jackson, I want to hear you.
Absolutely. So the reason it has a big draw on power is because of these ancillary needs in addition to running these servers as long as they can, as often as they can.
So at what point did we decide that the state official announced that Meta was going to build this $10 billion project and declare it an economic victory? Do you know when that happened?
I believe that was late last year. I think it was in maybe November of last year.
Okay.
When we first got news about the economic development project from LED and the governor's office.
Said it's going to support the governor's office, Louisiana Economic Development, said it's going to support 300 to 500 permanent jobs. I'm quoting a NOLA.com story here from Josie Abugov. 300, 500 permanent jobs, 5,000 construction workers at its peak. Unclear whether those jobs will go to local residents. So every elected official wants to create jobs. Of course, that's on the front end. You got to look at what happens on the back end. What is your concern on the back end of this, I guess, as it relates to the power needs? Jackson, that's where you come in?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So I think that really what we're looking at here is a facility that's going to be using an enormous amount of power. During its day-to-day running, it'll use about the peak amount of power that New Orleans uses on the hottest day of the summer each year. And that's on a daily basis. And so it's adding a huge load to the grid in a way that will require, first of all, Entergy's proposing the development of 3 new gas-fired power plants just to power this project and to meet the electricity needs of this one customer, in addition to people who are already up there in Richland Parish. And so this is going to be a huge investment. The biggest issue here is that when we make these investments in Louisiana, the cost of these things are often distributed amongst all of the customers in some way. And there's obviously, you know, claims are being made that Entergy is saying, you know, Ameta has agreed to pay for this amount. Unfortunately, there's not an actual way for us to know for sure other than to take their word for it, because Meta is not a participant in the stakeholder process. Entergy is not going to disclose all of these agreements that it's made with Meta to the public. And so we really are taking them at their word when they say things like, this is going to be sufficient, this is not going to cause you to lose power if there's a big fluctuation at this data center, and that this is not going to raise your bills. But we are a little skeptical of those claims given the history here.
So when it comes to the cost being passed along to consumers, because I guess there are two concerns. One is that the power is going to be drawn away from other areas and places with houses and hospitals, whatever. We'll go without power. But before that, we talk about paying for the facility. Does the Public Service Commission have access to Entergy's books? And take me through how they're guaranteed a rate of profit, right, a rate of return. But that depends on how you qualify expenses. And that's what we're talking about here is building some kind of new power supply source for Meta Data Center, passing along to other ratepayers. Is that part of the profit? Is that what we're talking about here?
Right. So part of the profit, so on Entergy's side of the table. So to answer your question first about the Public Service Commission, they do have access to more information than we do. There are things that they there are parts of these processes that have to be more confidential than others, just by nature of protecting certain business practice and other things. But besides that, I think that the way that these utilities, not just Entergy, but other utilities also, tend to make a profit is they're guaranteed a certain rate of profit based on their investments versus what they're able to charge their customers. And so when Entergy makes a big investment in a power plant, for instance, they're able to do something that's called securitization through the Louisiana Public Service Commission, whereupon the price of that investment is really distributed amongst their customers as a rate increase or as a fee added to your monthly electric bill. And so we know that when they build these power plants, they tend to securitize as much of that as they possibly can in order to spread those costs around and reduce the risk of those investments. But in addition to building the power plants, there's more that has to be done. And so when they say that Meta might be paying for these power plants, we are left wondering, are they also going to be paying for the transmission infrastructure that's going to connect these power plants to the grid at large? Are we going to be talking about the expansion of more transmission infrastructure, especially when we're experiencing things like the recent load shed event, which was caused in large part by the lack of transmission connections between Entergy power stations and the larger regional grid? So there are a lot of questions here about how those costs are going to fall on ratepayers, on Louisiana residents and customers of Entergy that are not being answered.
All right, let me pick it up here. We're going back talking to Jackson Voss, Climate Policy Coordinator for the Alliance for Affordable Energy, about the concerns as it relates to the Meta Data Center that's being built in the state. Next half hour, we'll talk to Laura Beauchamp, Vice President of Resource Planning for Entergy Louisiana, get her take on it. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them in a 504-260-1870. That's the Oconor Jeweler Talk and Text Line. And please don't dare text and drive. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Jackson Voss, Climate Policy Coordinator for the Alliance for Affordable Energy, about the energy requirements for Meta's data center, and also about who's going to pay for the facilities involved in providing the power. Is that accurate, Jackson? Or is anything going to be constructed?
No, that's right. So there will be a new data center constructed. And I think actually it is important for people to know that Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, will also be subsidizing this construction as well. So in addition to paying this on your electric bills, as taxpayers, we are also helping pay for Meta to build this facility.
Wait, so is Entergy paying for, you're talking about ratepayers on for the power generation or the facility itself?
Both. So, and then to clarify what I mean, so on your, when these Entergy power plants are built to help power this data center, we will be paying for it as customers on our electric bills in some capacity.
Right.
But in addition to that, Meta, the company, Facebook, is going to be receiving big subsidies from the state of Louisiana to actually build this data center in the first place.
Yeah,
and
just
also
to keep,
will
I just
benefit
want to keep
from
the,
a lot of, yeah.
I want to keep the bucket separate, that's all. The buckets for the facility is from the state. The bucket for the power generation part of it is from Entergy. So what would you like to see your organization ideally moving forward from here? What would you like to see?
So I think from our perspective, we would like to see a few things happen. We would like to see a great deal more transparency in this process. We'd like to see Meta be a formal participant in this process so that we can better understand what the agreements are between Meta and Entergy and what their plans are for this project in terms of how they're planning to ensure that people's power is not affected, to ensure that there's not going to be random blackouts as a result of this huge new draw on the grid. I think we want to better understand what their plans are for transmission, especially in this part of the state where there are already problems keeping power on, either due to weather events and other things. And I think we also would like to see less investment in gas. We'd like to see investment in things like renewables that are going to help equalize the grid and make us less dependent on one resource for electricity.
In other parts of the country where they have these things, is the demand for power constant or does it ebb and flow?
So the answer is it depends. And I think that the reason I say that is because there are times where these data centers do go offline or they change in their demand pretty rapidly. Mm-hmm. In a way that can be difficult for the grid to respond to. And so that is part of why we have heard stories about big power fluctuations and also blackouts related to power centers going off or data centers going offline unexpectedly. But in general, I think the expectation is that these centers run as long as they can, as often as they can.
And my concern was that, and the reason I asked the question, as you well know, is if for whatever reason the data center is subject to surges, that could mean load shedding and brownouts for other people, right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Jackson. I appreciate your time. Jackson Voss, Climate Policy Coordinator for the Alliance for Affordable Energy. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Laura Beauchamp. I thought it was Beauchamp. All this time, I thought that's how you pronounce the name, Beauchamp, but apparently not. Laura Beauchamp, Vice President of Resources Planning for Entergy Louisiana. If you got any questions about this Meta data.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Center and the power supply and our electric bills going up to pay for it. 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. 7:30, time for WWL First News. All right, here we go. 744, 16 till 8. There are plans to build a meta data center in Richland Parish, which, if you look at Louisiana as a boot and make it a high top kid, it would be like at the top anklet, if you want to use that as a reference. Laura Beecham joins us right now, Vice President of Resource Planning for Energy Louisiana. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Let me start on a lighter note here, if I can. I always thought your name was pronounced Beauchamp. Is there a dispute there, or does everybody pronounce it Beecham?
There seems to be a dispute in South Louisiana. That B-E-A-U is a little tricky for everyone, but it is Beecham.
I don't think I've ever addressed anybody with that name, just read it, and I always read it as Beauchamp. Anyway, let's move on to the data center.
Common mistake.
Let's talk about, I just had on Jackson Voss. I don't know if you're listening or not. Some of the concerns he had was who is paying for whatever power improvements need to be made to power this data center.
Yes, certainly. And look, the Meta Data Center is certainly a tremendous opportunity for not just Richland Parish in the northern part of our state, but for our entire state to be able to get this type of investment here locally. Who's paying for the data center has been an important question. It's one that we are having to prove our case with the Louisiana Public Service Commission. The Alliance and many other parties are in this case, and the reality of it is, our customers are going to see over $700 million of benefits by the sheer fact that Meta is going to become a customer. We built in very unique contractual arrangements to ensure that Meta is paying their full cost of the transmission and generation necessary to serve. But, again, they are a customer, and they are going to contribute to costs that all other customers are paying today, which is a significant opportunity that all of our customers will benefit from.
So what kind of improvements, what needs to be built to power this Meta data center?
Yeah. And as Mr. Voss explained, it's no secret. We are having to build three combined cycle power plants, so three new gas plants to serve this customer. It is a significant load. And requires significant electricity to serve the load. And so we will be building two power plants in the northern part of our state and another power plant here on the southern end of our state that will serve the greater grid. They will be the newest plants on our system. They'll be the most efficient from the newest technology. And that is what will be used to serve. And again, it's also significant transmission. You create the electrons, and then you have to move the electrons across the grid. And so the transmission that will be built will help enable the movement of that power.
So somebody texted in and said, let me get to it. I'm sorry. Our electric bills are about to go up dramatically. And I guess what they're saying is the cost of this will be passed on to every Louisiana ratepayer. Tell me who, again, is going to pay for this, Laura, and does it get passed on to the ratepayers or not?
Yeah, so rate making is complicated, and Mr. Voss described it as securitization, which is not actually correct. What we're talking about is how we pay for all of our investments. So the
take
cost
me through that,
in,
please, because I've always wondered about that, because I know you guys have a fixed rate of return, but return on what?
Yeah, so the way utilities have been regulated and managed for over 100 years, there is a fixed rate of return, and so that is the capital invest. So if it takes us $1 to invest there in our company, we get to earn a fixed rate of return. That is not always guaranteed, but that is what our commission strives for us to earn. But what's most important is we recover the cost necessary to invest in our grid. So the cost, Meta will be a customer. They will be paying the full cost of the capital required to serve them during the term of their electric service agreement. So they are investing over $10 billion. They're going to be in their facility for a very long time. And like I said, customers today, they pay costs of the poles and wires on our grid today. They pay storm costs. Our customers pay fuel costs. Meta is now going to pay their fair share of all of those costs. When costs go up to serve another customer, you also sell more electricity. And the more electricity you sell, the more those costs are spread over all of those sales. And again, it's over $700 million of benefits that our customers are going to see. And that's something that our Public Service Commission is reviewing. And Mr. Voss brought up checking the accuracy of our work. There is significant data. All of the data behind this deal has been presented to our commission, and they are reviewing that. And they are asking a lot of questions to ensure that it is, in fact, true that our customers will benefit from this transaction.
So if any other company wants to locate here and they need, somebody texted in about Buc-ee's in Mississippi, of all things, and I know they improved some infrastructure there. But how does it traditionally work, Lori? If a company, if I want to build Tucker Industries, and I want to build it in X Parish, and I go to Energy, and it's like, look, I'm going to need some power to supply my defibrillators and this and that and the other thing that I have. I'm just picking names out of the air, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, take me through that model. What would that look like?
Yeah, so first I want to say that not all customers are the size of Meta, but you also, you mentioned my title, which is resource planning. And mm-hmm. So what we do day in and day out in my team and across the company is look at what are the power needs of all of our customers and what are the prospective power needs of all future customers. And we build that into our resource planning. And so that is us looking at do we need to build a new gas plant? Do we need to build solar facilities? Do we need to build transmission? And that is all taken into consideration of our scenario planning. Typically, we continue every day we're investing in our system, and that is included in our rates that go before our Public Service Commission every year, and they determine the prudence of those investments. And those costs are then, recovered by our customers. This Meta case is different because the type of infrastructure, the sheer size and scope of what's needed. And that's why we also structure the Meta deal differently to make sure that Meta was actually paying for that infrastructure and not shifting that burden to our other customers.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back. I'm looking at a story here from NOLA.com from Josie Abugav. I mentioned it earlier. It says, Entergy also maintains that regular customers will not pay for most of Meta's energy needs, that Meta is paying for the full annual revenue of the natural gas-fired plants for 15 years. Tech company will contribute a large percentage of the cost that would otherwise be borne by all of Energy's customers. I guess when we come back, Laura, because you deal with this every day, it might be different than we civilians. Take me through what part of this Meta development is going to be passed along to the other ratepayers that don't directly benefit anything from it, if that's the case. And secondly, I want to talk about power demands and consistency and load shedding, et cetera. We're talking to Laura Beecham, Vice President of Resource Planning for Entergy Louisiana, who has forgotten more about this than I will ever know, but we'll try to understand it when we return. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Laura Beecham, Vice President of Resource Planning for Entergy Louisiana. So as it relates to the Meta Data Center and the costs that are involved to either build the plant or the power that is needed to support it, the power either transmission or generation, does any of that fall upon people that will not directly benefit from that, I think is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, so first, all of our customers are going to benefit from the newest technology, more efficient power plants, and added transmission. We've all heard a lot of conversations about transmission in the last few years, and that does benefit everybody. There are certain transmission projects, one in particular, that we had always intended to build. It is to benefit all customers. It increases the power flow amongst our power generation facilities. The Meta project is causing that to be built 2 years sooner than it otherwise would have, but there's no other costs that are shifting to customers that customers will not see a benefit of.
So you're saying this is already in a works, so you're just going to move it up 2 years?
Absolutely.
Okay, when it comes to the power that this thing uses, and again, this is all in my head confusing, but is it a consistent draw or is it something that ebbs and flows? And would that make us more likely or less likely to be subject to the load shedding that happened on Memorial Day weekend?
Right. And so this is certainly a facility, it'll be a first in the state for us in Louisiana. We worked with a lot of our partners to try to understand around the country how data centers work. What Meta has described to us is a constant flow of power. And so when we think about how many megawatts we have to build, we're planning for them to draw at their peak 24/7, 365. However, we also appreciate that power may fluctuate, and that's where you get into the nitty-gritty details of the engineering behind the solution, that we're building in the right level of voltage protection to ensure that when that data center, if it does blip or it does come down, that is stopped at the footprint of that facility, and there's no implications for other customers. And this is a very complicated. We talk about the solution to build this of transmission and generation. There's a million details behind the simplicity of saying transmission and generation to make sure that we're protecting the grid.
Yeah, do you have an estimate on how much somebody's bill would go up as a result of this for that project that was planned anyway?
No, Tommy, I don't. It's not a significant project, and I don't have that number off the top of my head. But again, Meta is now going to be an extraordinarily large customer on our system, picking up an extraordinary amount of those costs that otherwise all customers would have paid.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Laura Beecham, Vice President of Resource Planning for Energy Louisiana. I'm guessing when you were a kid, you didn't want to grow up to be a Vice President of Resource Planning. It just happened?
You know, it did just happen, but it's definitely the best job I've ever had.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a financial analyst in New York.
Well, there you go. You're pretty close to that now. We'll be back, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.